I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian authorities say at least 30 people were killed and 30 others are missing after a Russian missile strike in an apartment building in southern Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Emergency crews worked through a frigid night looking for survivors and victims at the crumpled multi-story apartment building in Dnipro. Saturday's attack was the deadliest strike since September. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says they will fight for every life, adding the recovery effort will continue around the clock. He says more than 70 people were injured. Russia also targeted the capital city, Kyiv, and the northeastern city of Kharkiv on Saturday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities in Nepal say most of the 72 people aboard a plane that crashed on Sunday were killed in the accident. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Nepal Civil Aviation Authority says the regional passenger jet crashed into a gorge while landing at a newly opened airport in the resort town of Pokhara. Witnesses rushed to the scene. At least one reported hearing cries for help from within the fiery wreck. Another said he saw the plane spinning violently in the air as it was about to land, then it nosedived. The twin-engine ATR-72 aircraft, operated by Nepal's Yeti Airlines, was flying from the capital, Kathmandu. It was carrying 68 passengers, including 15 foreign nationals. I'm Julie Walker.
Peru has extended a state of emergency for another month in the capital city of Lima in two southern regions where deadly protests against the government have sparked the country's worst violence in 20 years. Peru first announced a month-long nationwide state of emergency in mid-December, shortly after demonstrations broke out. This is VOA News. Israel's president warned on Sunday that the country faced a constitutional crisis over a contested plan to rein in the judiciary. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
President Isaac Herzog said, quote, "I am now focused on two critical roles that I believe I bear as president at this hour, averting a historic constitutional crisis and stopping the continued rift within our nation." That rift was on display over the weekend as thousands of Israelis rallied in Tel Aviv against plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reform the country's judicial system, which in an election last year at the head of a nationalist and religious coalition government. Proposed legislation would limit the High Court's authority over government moves or parliamentary laws and give politicians more say over appointing judges.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden has made a historical pilgrimage to what he calls America's Freedom Church to mark civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
My message to the nation on this day is we go forward. We go together. When we choose democracy over autocracy, a beloved community over chaos, when we choose believers in the dreams to be doers, to be unafraid, always keeping the faith.
Biden was the first sitting president to deliver a Sunday morning sermon at King's Ebenezer Baptist Church. U.S. Representative George Santos, who lied much of his resume and life story, will be removed from Congress if found to have broken campaign finance laws, fellow Republican and House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said on Sunday. Quote, "He's a bad guy," Comer said on CNN's State of the Union program. Quote, "It's not up to me or any other member of Congress to determine whether he can be kicked out for lying. Now, if he broke campaign finance laws, then he will be removed from Congress." Santos has repeatedly refused to resign, even as pressure has grown within his own party for him to do so. On Thursday, he said he would vacate his New York City area seat only if he loses the next election. An Egyptian court handed down life prison sentences to 38 people, including a self-exiled businessman whose social media post helped to spark anti-government protests. The Egyptian criminal court handing the case on Sunday tried in absentia 23 of those sentenced to life in jail terms, including Egyptian businessman Muhammad Ali. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.